Chapter 14. Rewrite Tomorrow. There is a moment that comes for many of us when we look back and feel stuck in what we have done, what we have seen, or what has been done to us. That moment can feel heavy. It can feel like everything behind you is still sitting on your chest, making it hard to breathe. You might think that your past is who you are, that nothing will ever change that. That belief can keep you frozen in place, even when your life is still moving forward. The truth is simple, even if it does not feel simple. Your past is a part of your story, but it is not your whole story. What happened to you shaped you, but it does not own you. Many people who deal with trauma feel like their identity got tied to their worst moments, but that does not have to stay that way. It is possible to carry your past without letting it control your future. You are still here, and that means your story is still being written. Think about that for a second. If your story is still being written, then the next page is not decided yet. That means you still have a say in what comes next. You are not locked into one version of yourself forever. Even if your past feels loud, it does not get the final word. You do. There are going to be days when your mind tries to pull you back into old memories. There will be times when you feel like nothing has changed at all. That is normal. That does not mean you are failing. It means you are human, and you are still working through things that matter. Healing is not about forgetting the past. It is about learning how to live with it without letting it run your life. Your next step matters. A lot of people think they need to fix everything all at once. They think they need to figure out their whole life, solve all their problems, and become a completely different person overnight. That kind of thinking can crush you. It can make you feel like you are already behind before you even start. The truth is, you do not need to fix everything today. You just need to take one step. That step might be small. It might not look like much from the outside. It could be getting out of bed when you did not want to. It could be going outside for a few minutes. It could be writing down one thought instead of letting it stay stuck in your head. Small steps matter more than big plans that never happen. Every step forward, no matter how small, is movement. When you focus on the next step, you take away some of the pressure. You stop trying to win the whole war in one day. You start to understand that progress is built over time. One step leads to another, and another, and another. Before you know it, you are not where you used to be. You are somewhere new, even if it is only a little bit different. You may not always feel strong when you take that step. You may feel tired, angry, or numb. That is okay. Strength is not about feeling good. It is about moving anyway. It is about doing something, even when your mind is telling you not to. That is what real strength looks like. It is quiet, and it is steady. Your next step is also your choice. That matters more than anything. When you choose to take a step, you are taking control back from the things that tried to take it from you. You are saying that your life still belongs to you. That is powerful, even if it does not feel like it right away. You do not need to be fixed. There is a trap that many people fall into. They believe they are broken and need to be fixed before they can move forward. They think something is wrong with them, and that they have to become perfect before they can live a good life. That kind of thinking can keep you stuck for years. It can make you wait for a version of yourself that may never come. You are not broken. You are responding to things that were hard, painful, and real. The way you feel makes sense, even if it does not feel good. You adapted to survive. Those adaptations may not serve you the same way now, but they helped you get through something. That matters. Healing is not about fixing yourself. It is about understanding yourself. It is about learning what helps you and what hurts you. It is about making small changes that allow you to live better over time. You are not a machine that needs repair. You are a person who needs space, time, and the right tools. There will be parts of you that you do not like. There will be habits that you want to change. That is normal. Everyone has those things. The goal is not to erase them overnight. The goal is to work with them, to understand them, and to slowly build something better. You are allowed to grow without being perfect. You are also allowed to move forward while still healing. You do not have to wait until everything is figured out. You can take steps even when things are messy. In fact, that is how most people do it. They move forward while they are still working through things. They do not wait for a perfect moment. They create momentum instead. Keep moving, even when it is hard. There will be days when everything feels heavy, days when your mind is loud and your body feels tired, days when you question if anything is changing at all. Those days are part of the process. They do not mean you are going backward. They mean you are still in the fight. On those days, your goal is not to do everything. Your goal is to do something. Even the smallest action can break the cycle of staying stuck. It might not fix everything, but it creates movement. Movement is what keeps you from falling deeper into the same patterns. Movement is what keeps you going. You will also have better days, days when things feel lighter and clearer. It is important to notice those days, not to compare them, but to remind yourself that they exist. They are proof that things can shift. They are proof that you are not stuck forever, even if it feels that way sometimes. The path forward is not straight. It is not clean. It is not perfect. It moves in different directions, sometimes forward and sometimes sideways. What matters is that you keep moving in some way. You do not quit. You do not give up on yourself, even when it is hard. You are building something, even when you cannot see it yet. Every step, every effort, every moment you choose to keep going is part of that build. Over time, those moments add up. They create change. They create a different version of your life. Rewrite tomorrow. You have more control than you think, even if it does not feel that way. You may not control everything that happens to you, but you do have control over what you do next. That is where your power is. It is in the next choice, the next step, the next moment. Rewriting tomorrow does not mean forgetting yesterday. It means choosing not to let yesterday decide everything. It means taking what you have been through and deciding how you will carry it. You can carry it in a way that weighs you down, or in a way that pushes you forward. That choice may not be easy, but it is yours. Every day you wake up is another chance to write something new. It might be a small change. It might be a different thought, a different action, or a different response. Those small changes are how new patterns are built. They are how you slowly become someone who is not controlled by the past. You are allowed to become someone new, not a completely different person, but a version of yourself that is not stuck where you used to be. Growth does not erase who you were. It adds to who you are becoming. It gives you more options, more strength, and more understanding. Tomorrow is not promised, but if it comes, you get a say in how you meet it. You do not need to have everything figured out. You just need to show up and take a step. That is enough. That has always been enough. Charlie Mike, keep going.